Let them pull all about mine ears. Present me death on the wheel or at wild horses' heels, or pile 10 hills on the Tarpeian rock that the precipitation might downstretch below the beam of sight, yet will I still be thus to them. Why did you wish me milder? Would you have me false to my nature? Rather say, I play the man I am.
Oh, sir, 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 I would have had you put your power where wrong before you'd worn it out.
Let go.
You might have been enough the man you are with striving less to be so. Lesser had been the fortings of your dispositions if you had not showed them how you were disposed, ere they lacked power to cross you.
Let them hang.
I and burn too.
Come, you have been too rough. Something too rough. You must return and mend it.
There's no remedy left by not so doing. Our good city, cleave in the midst and perish.
A crazy council. I have a heart as little apt as yours, but yet a brain that leads my use of anger to better vantage.
Well said, noble woman. Before he should thus stoop to the herd, but that the violent fit of the time craves it as physic for the whole state, I would put mine armor on, which I can scarcely bear.
What must I do?
Return to the tribunes.
Well, what then? What then?
Repent what you have spoken.
Of them I cannot do to the gods, must I then do to them?
You are too absolute. Though then you can never be too noble, but when extremities be. I have heard you say, honor and policy, like unsevered friends, in the war to grow together. Grant that, and tell me in peace what each of them by the other lose that they combine not there.
Tush, tush, a good demand.
If it be honor in your wars to seem the same you are not, which for your best ends you adopt your policy, how is it less or worse that it should hold companionship in peace with honor as in war, since that to both it stands in like request?
Why force you this?
Because that now it lies you on to speak to the people. Not by your own instruction, nor by the matter which your heart prompts you, but with such words that are but rooted in your tongue, though the bastards and syllables of no allowance to your bosom's truth. Now this no more dishonors you at all than to take in a town with gentle words, which else would put you to your fortune and the hazard of much blood. I would dissemble with my nature were my fortunes and my friends at stake required I should do so in honor. I am in this your wife, your son, these senators, the nobles. And you will rather show our general louts how you can frown than spend a thorn upon them for the inheritance of their loves and safeguard of what that want might ruin.
Noble lady, come, go with us, speak fair. You may salve so not what is dangerous present, but the loss of what is past.
I prithee now, my son, go to them with thy bonnet in thy hand. And thus far, having stretched it, here be with them.
This but done even as she speaks while their hearts were yours.
Here's the minius.
I have been in the marketplace. And certes fit you make strong party or defend yourself by calmness or by absence, all in anger.
Only fair speech.
I think to serve, if he can thereto frame his spirit.
He must and will. Prithee now, say you will. And go about it.
Must I go show them my unbarred sconce? Must I with my base tongue give to my noble heart a lie that it must bear? Well, I will do it. But were there but this single plot to lose this mould of Marcius, they to dust should grind it and throw it against the winds. To marketplace. You put me out of such a part, but never shall I discharge to the life.
Come, come, we'll prompt you.
I prithee now, my son. As thou hast said, my praises made thee first a soldier, so to have my praise for this perform a part thou hast not done before.
Well, I must do it. Away my disposition. Possess me some harlot spirit. My throat of war be turned, which quarried with my drum into a pipe, small as an eunuch, or the virgin voice that babies lull asleep. Smiles of knaves tempting my cheeks, and schoolboys' tears take up the glasses of my sight.
I will not do it, lest I surcease to honor mine own truth, and by my body's action teach my mind a most inherent baseness.
That's thy choice, then. To beg of thee, it is mine more disgrace than thou them. Come all to ruin. Let thy mother rather feel thy pride than fear thy dangerous stoutness, for I mock at death with as big heart as thou. Do as thou list. Thy valiantness was mine, thou suck'st it from me. But oh, thy pride, thy...
Pride, content! Mother, I am going to the marketplace. Chide me no more. I'll mountebank their loves and cog their hearts from them and come home beloved of all the trades in Rome. Well, I am going. Commend me to my wife. I'll return consul, or never trust to what my tongue can do each way of flattery further.
Do your will,